completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
What's up, everybody? It's me. It's your girl, Sassy Scribe of Situations with Sassy, coming to you once again with another hot fire show here on Bashani Radio, New York City and worldwide on the top three podcasting platforms. That is, of course, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you get your podcast. I am coming off of an amazing, when I say amazing, an amazing week. So check this out. Last week, I flew to Boston to see the phenomenally talented Jill Scott. And let me tell you, this was the first time I've seen her in person. The first time I've been to a concert of hers, the first time I've been to a concert like hers, it was very relaxed. It was very intimate. It was in a smaller venue, about 5,000 seats, sold out. Excuse me. My voice is gonna go in and out because, of course, I'm screaming, I'm yelling. But she is one of the first female artists that I have gone to see that wasn't jumping all over the stage, dancing and moving, because her talent speaks for herself. She came out with this beautiful handmade, and you can tell it was handmade duster. And on the back of it had, little, you know, I'm all about the bling. And it was in the colors of like an ombre of fuchsias and purples and oranges and pinks and greens. It was absolutely beautiful with a little bit of blue in there. And on the back was her photo. Now, you know, Sassy needs to get one of those dusters. But anyway, she was so relaxed and she gave the whole vibe, was very bohemian, very chill. Like, I wanted to burn some sage and some incense and just lay back and just listen to her voice wash over me. It was a phenomenal concert. And then the next day, because I'm a huge baseball fan, I'm in the DMV. My team is the Orioles. The Orioles played the Red Sox. And I went to a pre-VIP reception and then was there with my friend who's an executive within the Fenway Park Boston Red Sox organization. And we had a phenomenal time. Now, here's the killer. I realize that I am too old to be doing the things that I did. Flew in and it was nonstop movement until I got home. Now, I'm one of those anal people that when they go away, when I come home, I have to immediately unpack, put all of my laundry that needs to be laundered, that needs to be cleaned. Immediately, I throw everything in the washing machine and I wash, I dry, I fold, I put away. And then I took a nice long soak. And at about 9:30, I was out like a light and I slept until the next day. I am entirely too old for everything that was going on. But I say that to say, I want to thank my buddy RB for the amazing hospitality that he showed me and my friends last week while we were in Boston. Unfortunately, I have an elderly aunt that lives there. Unfortunately, I had no time to go and lay eyes on her. Mom is very upset because my sister and I were there. But she's very upset. But we plan on going again very soon to see. But the clinch of the whole weekend outside of Jill Scott was that the Orioles, for the third time in a row, beat Boston in their home, at their home opener. Third time's a charm. We lost the last two games this past weekend, but it didn't matter. It was opening day, and the Orioles won 10-9. So I got a little scared because the Red Sox kind of rallied in that last inning, but we held fast. And then Saturday, I had an amazing girls' weekend with some friends of mine. And that's the crux of what I'm going to talk about. Now, I understand I've been promising you, I think, for the past 3 weeks, I'm going to give you some information, you know, on dating do's and don'ts and different things like that. But every time something touches my spirit, I feel like I need to get it off my chest and I need to talk. And talking to you guys is very cathartic for me. It's very therapeutic. It allows me, as I'm talking, I'm kind of getting aha moments and light bulb moments as I rethink the conversation. But we don't understand and recognize the importance of friendships. It's important for friends to get together. And we laughed and we cried and we laughed and we cried. And it was just a real moving day. Unlike the previous girls' weekend that I had, where we did nothing but fun and games and it was just a release of a lot of pent-up energy that the ladies needed, this was more of, we hadn't seen each other in a while because these are actually my former co-workers, but we keep in touch. We talk every day. We are through our text, our chat train and chat chain. Let me get it right. And everybody's going through something. I'm having more, you know, issues with my eyes. You have, you know, daddy, baby, daddy drama. You have husband drama, boyfriend drama, or no man drama. And we were talking and we got to talking about friendships. And I was listening to one of my friends who feels like one of her day ones essentially not necessarily betrayed her, but she felt as if the light bulb went off for her that she didn't realize that her friend was actually jealous of her. And I've had a situation where it wasn't jealousy, but it was a disappointment that my friend felt in me. When I was in a relationship and she learned that the man I was in the relationship with cheated, and she wanted me to remove myself from the relationship, I chose to discuss it, forgive him, and move forward. That changed the dynamic of our, when I say our, it was three couples, the six of us. We vacationed together, went out to dinner. We did a lot of things together. So with me continuing to stay in that relationship meant that I could no longer be a part of what we called ourselves the Deep Creek Six. So then it just became the Deep Creek Four. And then they incorporated other married and involved individuals into the quote unquote, the group. I felt some kind of way. But she said she loved me too much to see me get mistreated like that. And she saw something that I just couldn't see until after, of course, you know, Monday morning quarterback, I got out of the relationship. Well, one of the ladies was discussing kind of like the same thing where her girlfriend told her a lot of disturbing things related to her, her choices, related to her relationship, and it was extremely hurtful. Now, the girlfriend in question that this woman was referring to, when I met her, something about her didn't sit right with my spirit. But that's her friend. So out of respect for her, because I don't know that girl, but my friend, I love her. I just said, I'm not really feeling it, but that's your friend. I don't have to be around her. And I'm not around her all the time. And the more she relayed information to us, the more sadly we realized that it was an insecurity within that other girl related to my friend. When my girlfriend was dealing with asshole men who was mistreating her, ghosting her, just taking advantage of her and mentally and emotionally using and abusing her, her friend was all for it. Because see, misery loves company. But the girl is also jealous. My friend is an amazing spirit. She's very, very, very much feminine. Don't get me wrong. She can throw them earrings off, put some Vaseline on, and go if she has to. But when you meet her, she's very feminine. She's a beautiful, beautiful person. But she dims her light for her other friend. And it's just little nuanced things that we all recognize that was happening between the two of them. But again, we kind of, you know, we told her, but, you know, we didn't tell her. You know what I mean? And watching her absorb the feedback, taking the feedback that we were giving her, brought her to tears, which, of course, brought all of us to tears because it wasn't our intent to upset her. It truly, from the bottom of my heart, and I know she listens to the show, I know it wasn't her intention, our intention to upset her. But as we were talking and pointing out different scenarios and situations, she realized that subconsciously she was doing exactly what we said she was doing, dimming her light when it came to this lady. And my personal take, because, you know, we're up, we're hugging her and we're telling her, you know, it's things are going to get better. But I left her with this statement. Regardless of what we're saying, like we're the peanut gallery, regardless of what the peanut gallery is saying, you've been friends with this girl for over 25 years. And for her to tell you all of these thoughts, and trust me, she's had these thoughts for a minute because it was a laundry list of things that she told her, really cut her and hurt her to the core. Now, my friend's about to get married. And, you know, friends for 25 years, you've talked about how your wedding's going to look, whose girl you're going to be in it, you're going to be this, that, and the other. Now, the biggest decision she's going to have to make is, one, can she move forward from that? Can she move forward from that betrayal? Because she feels betrayed that her friend kept all of this information in. She was there when she met her fiance. She's been there through everything. They vacation together. They party together. They go out to dinner together. They do a lot. Their children are around the same age. They are incorporated in each other's lives. And for her to get this information from someone who's supposed to love her. And see, my girlfriend told me, I love you more than I love him. And you deserve better than him. And you're going to be with him. I don't want anything to do with him. And if that's what you choose to do, you understand that we're not going to be going out like we used to in that circle because I don't want to be around him. I don't trust him. I didn't like it. But I appreciated her coming to me and telling me exactly how she felt. And it did throw a curveball in our relationship between her and I. Because now you can't talk about things that the two of us are doing. That's not a conversation that she wants to hear. And in turn, she's not really talking to me about what they were doing, her and her husband were doing. So it did, and we've gotten over it. We can sit back and we can laugh about it now because we valued that friendship. And what I said to her was, if you value the friendship, you're going to have to really sit with this. Don't react. Don't be reactive. Sit with the information that she gave you and sit with your feelings and ask yourself, is this something that you can mend this fence and move forward with the relationship? Or is it something that you can't mend? And you have to remove yourself from the relationship. And my heart goes out to her because it's a hard, hard decision she has to make. And I know from personal experience, my girlfriend went with me to Boston. But 25 years ago, and we've been maybe even 30 years ago now, but we've been friends since sixth grade. And there was a period in our friendship that we didn't speak for 5 years. And it was because of some he said, she said shit. And as my friend, no one can tell me shit about my friends. You can't come to me with some bullshit about my girlfriends, my sisters, my brothers, my cousins. I'm dead in that shit. Anybody in my circle is protected. I'm not listening to that. Because the friend I know wouldn't do that shit. The friend I know wouldn't say that about me. But she believed that. And that really broke my heart. And not just mine, but my baby sister and I, we all went to school together. We did everything together. We were at each other's homes every weekend. Every weekend. So I was the one that extended the olive branch. But what I learned was that my girlfriend, when her and this girl had differences of opinions, it was always my girlfriend extending the olive branch to her friend. Again, shrinking herself and dimming her light. And she is far too much of a beautiful spirit and a beautiful person to do that. So I sent her a link to an article I read, and I wanted her to learn how to know when your friend is jealous of you. And the article basically gave a couple of bullet points. It was the first one being their compliments feel like insults. So like she complimented her on her home, but then said, I know this wasn't a house that you wanted to buy because it's just not you. Her good news. When friends are jealous of you, they try to spoil your good news. Like, you know, when I say when I'm in relationships and I tell people, well, I got to record a show for my podcast or I got to go tape my TV show, they always belittle it by putting the word literally. That's right. You got to go tape your little show. They don't respect you. They don't respect what you do and they see no value in it. Jealousy. So when she got engaged, she was like, that's just to placate you. Jealousy. They really don't care about your achievements. When my friends are successful, I'm happy as hell. When their relationships are on point and you can see it, and not only can you see it, but you can feel it, I'm happy. I want everyone around me to win. They don't want you to try new things. They're very discouraging. They criticize your decisions. They're negative in just about every conversation. They always talk about how things are unfair. And then they try to upstage you or imitate you. And then they talk about you behind your back. And in doing so, they're projecting their insecurities onto you. Even if they're there for you, they're doing all of that. And that's not what friends are. Friends are people that you can have difficult conversations with. You can have these difficult conversations with your friends. You can agree to disagree with your friends. You can have heated debates with your friends. You can be honest and frank with your friends when you're speaking to them out of love. You can criticize. You can question. It's all in how you say things and how it was relayed to us. Everything was done in a very negative light. You need to always remember who is in your row, because sometimes the people closest to you are the ones that you have to watch. That is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And I promise you, before this season is out, I'm going to do the show that I've been promising. I can't even really remember what I said, so you know I'm going to have to go back and listen to my previous shows, but I think it was some dating tips. But I will talk to you in a week. Until then, Peace.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.